So let's review. The Mishnah mentioned that the marriage of a cheresh or a chareshes is effective midrabban. The Gemara explains that of the three, cheresh shayt of a katan, who are halachically considered lav bar deya, mentally incompetent, cheresh tekinu luhu rabban nisuin. The Chacham initiated a takana only for cheresh, deloy asil chal nisuin, since a cheresh will never become capable of nisuin de raisa. The Chacham created a nisuin drabbanan. However, Shaita loita kinu lahu rabbanan nisuin. This takana was not made for a Shaita, an insane man or woman, because lekaima takanta drabbanan deinodim dar im nochesh bekfifa achas. The marriage wouldn't last because a Shaita cannot dwell peacefully with another person, whether a pekech or a Shaita. So too, katan loita kinu lahu rabbanan nisuin. This takana was also not made for a minor boy, the asil chal nisuin, because he will in time become capable of a nisuin deraisa when he matures. However, katana tekinu luha rabbanan nisuin. The Chachamim did make this takana for a minor girl, even though the asil chal nisuin, shlayinu guba minag hefker, so that she would not be abused. The Gemara continues with several distinctions between the nisuin derabbanan of a chareshes and the nisuin derabbanan of a yisayim b'katana. Ketana mima'ena, chareshes le'mana. A ketana can terminate her nisuin through miyun, but a chareshes cannot. Dim kain, mimni b'loy nasvila, ubat la'takana, because this will cause people to refrain from marrying a chareshes. Therefore, the marriage can only be terminated through a get. Ketana achla b'tshuma, chareshes le'achla b'tshuma. A ketana married to a kayin may eat truman drabbanan, but a chareshes married to a kayin may not eat even truman drabbanan, because gezeirah shemeyachal cheresh bepekachas, out of concern that a pekachas married to a kayin cheresh will eat truman deraisa, in which she is forbidden because her marriage is only midrabbanan and she is a bas chiyuba. Ketana is le kesuba, chareshes less le kesuba. A ketana receives a kesuba from her husband, but a chareshes does not receive a kesuba. Dim kain mimni v'loy nasvila ubot latakana, because this will cause people to refrain from marrying a chareshes. The Gemara continues, Am Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Shmuel, Eishas cheresh ein chayov nela oshem talay. Someone who b'shegi cohabits with the wife of a cheresh is not liable for an oshem talay. Apparently Shmuel holds that a cheresh is not a suffik, but a vaday lav bardeya, who is not capable of acquiring a wife, and she is certainly not an eishes ish. Therefore, ein chayov nalea ashem tali. The Gemara cites another version of Shmuel. Ikad d'amri, Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Shmuel, eishes cheresh chayov nalea ashem tali. One who b'shegi cohabits with the wife of a cheresh is liable for an ashem tali. Apparently, Shmuel holds that a cheresh is not a vaday, but a suffik lav bardeya, and his wife is a suffik eishes ish, therefore chayav nalel ashem tali. The Gemara cites a related Mishnah in Masechtas Trumas, which can be understood both ways. Chamisha lo yitreimu, v'mtarmu ein trumas n'truma, one of which is a cheresh. If we hold a cheresh is vade la bardeya, we understand the Mishnah simply that his separation is not truma at all. However, if we hold that a cheresh is suffik la bardeya, we must explain the Mishnah that his separation is suffik truma. Therefore, ein trumas n'truma only means that the truma does not permit the rest of the produce to be eaten. However, as Rabbi Elazar says, trumas cheresh leiteitze lechulin, the truma must be maintained b'kedushas truma. Now, regarding ashem tali, the Gemara cites a well-known machlokes. One opinion holds that chayav nela ashem tali is only in an instance of suffik chaticha achas mishte chatiches. There were two pieces of fat before him. One was certainly shuman, which is mutter, and one was certainly chela, which is aser. He ate one of them, and later does not remember which one he ate. He is chayv ashem tali for this suffik because it was ischazik isura. There certainly was an isur here. However, ein chayav nela ashem tali in an instance of chaticha achas, suffik heter suffik isur. There was only one piece of fat before him, which was unknown whether it was shuman and mutter, or chelev and aser, and he ate it. In this case, he's pater ma'ashem toloi because it was lo yischazik isura. There may not have been an isur here at all. However, the second opinion holds chayav nela ashem toloi, even in this case. Now, if we hold that cheresh vade lar bradeya, the eshes cheresh is just such a case, one woman who is a suffik eshes ish. Therefore, the two versions of Shmuel were in the first version he ruled, ein chayav nila ashim tali. In the second version he ruled chayav nila ashim tali. The two versions are not necessarily a machloikis, whether Shmuel holds cheresh vade lar bradeya or cheresh suffik lar bradeya, because we could say that Shmuel certainly holds cheresh suffik lar bradeya. And the two versions disagree in Shmuel's opinion regarding Asham Tali. The first version holds that chaticha achas ein chayav nila Asham Tali. And the second version holds that chaticha achas chayav nila Asham Tali. The Gemara continues, by Rav Ashi, my time in Rebbe Elazar. What is the reasoning of Rebbe Elazar who holds cheresh suffik lar bradeya, and therefore his wife is suffik eshes ish midereisa? Mivshad pshitalei the cheresh daita klishtahu? Is it because the cheresh definitely has a diminished level of understanding? Umiu misafkele idaita tzilusa bekedusha kedushin? The suffik is whether the cheresh is clear-minded in having the proper intent when performing an action. If so, his kedushin is effective. Or ilav daita tzilusa bekedusha lav kedushin? A cheresh is not clear-minded enough to have proper intent when performing an action. If so, his kedushin is not effective. But Rabbi Lazar agrees that his state of mind is constantly on the same level. Or a cheresh definitely has a diminished level of understanding, which is generally not clear. However, the effectiveness of his actions is a suffix because his state of mind is not constant. And there are times when Daita Tzlula, his mind is clear, and as Rashi writes, V'cheshinan shema b'shas kedushin chalam hoya, during those times, kedush of kedushin. And there are times when lav Daita Tzlula, when kedush of lav kedushin. Naf kemina lohaitzi ishta beget. Can he give a get? Iyamret chada Daita hu ki kedushin kach gerushin. According to the first explanation, like his kedushin, his get will be effective midrabanan. According to the second explanation, that his mind is not constant, his kedushin is effective l'chumra, because perhaps he was daita tzlula at the time, but his get cannot be effective l'kula, because perhaps he was lav daita tzlula at that time. Takeaway, the question remains unresolved. The Gemara continues to elaborate on the Mishnah which taught, Pikeach shenos pikachas. If a pikeach married a pikachas, a marriage midereisa, and subsequently nishtatis, she became a shaita, insane, lo yoytzi himina divorce. Amr Yitzchok, divad toira shaita miskereshes, midid hava pikachas balkarcha. An insane woman can be divorced midereisa, just as a sane woman can be divorced against her will, because a get does not require the consent of the woman. However, Amru ain't Megureshah Shalo Yinugubah Minugu Hefker. The Chacham initiated a takana that a Shaita may not be divorced Midrabanan so that she would not be abused. The Gemara explains that this takana only applies to a Shaita on the level of the Adas Lishmer Gita, the Eni Adas Lishmer Atzma. She has enough understanding to retain her get, otherwise the get is not effective. However, she does not have enough understanding to protect herself from being abused. The Gemara also explains that Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri disagrees with the above Rabbi Yitzchak and with the Chacham of the Mishnah who taught Divad Tari Shaita Miskereshes, and likewise Chareshes Miskereshes Midid Hava Pekachas Balkarcha. Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri says Ki Heichad the Ish Leimotzi Megarish Isha Nami Leimegarisha. Just as if the husband is a Cheresh or Shaita, he cannot give a get. So too, if the wife is a Chareshes or Shaita, she cannot receive a get. Because although a get does not require the ratzin, the consent of the woman, it does require her das, her awareness of the divorce, which according to Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri, a chareshes or shaita does not have.